Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. My favorite day of the week because I get to hang out with y'all, which is fun. Also, on Wednesdays, if you're new to the membership in your first 8 weeks, I send you an email every Wednesday. So I stay in support all day and I get to email back and forth to the members. And also, I have been spending time and ask coaches because y'all have been blowing it up. And so some of the answers y'all have been getting have been for me. So I've been spending a lot of time with members. And it's the first of the month on a Wednesday. And I love it so much. I'm so excited to be here with y'all. Can't wait. Can't wait. And I have fun things today. We got some fun things to do. So with it being the first of the month, first of all, I want to say this. Y'all responded to Ask Coaches because we said, that's good, Laura. She said, Ask Coaches has been so helpful. So this month, well, last month, because it's October, in September, anybody that submitted a question to Ask Coaches is going to be put into a drawing, and we're going to pick a winner, whatever. Yasmin's doing all that. And one of you will get a month of private coaching, which is amazing because guess what's happened? Private coaching is now sold out and on a wait list. So if you've been thinking about private coaching, you might want to go ahead and sign up now so you can get on a wait list before the wait list gets long. You have to wait hell a long time. So there's that, number one. But please do not stop using Ask Coaches. The reason we did it this month is because we wanted to drive y'all over there so you could see how helpful and how beneficial it is. And you would use that resource more. And I want it to continue to be as busy as it is right now because I am so excited about it. So this month we are doing food prep. Okay. We are talking about planning. We're talking about food prep. And I am so excited about it because first of all, with my circumstances in life have changed. My kids are gone. I used to be so good about food prep and I am not. I got out of it a lot. And so I wanted to get back into it. I've been thinking about it for a while now. And so I was going to show y'all, I have done some amazing things. I'm going to share my screen, first of all, and I am going to show you where you're going to find everything, show you all the things, but make sure that you're using that Q&A because as soon as I get through this, we're going to be doing some Q&A. So there's that. So I'm going to share my screen just to show you. Let's see. Can y'all see the OBS website? Welcome, MJ. Can y'all see that? I need to get the chat. Yeah, here we go. Because I can't see if y'all said yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Okay. So under courses, you've got this month in OBS, 24-hour planning made easy. Okay. No, that ain't it. Wait a minute. You know, we've got a bug on the website right now. Meal planning made easy. We just need to change this right here. So here we go. I want you to click on this No BS Meal Plans and Recipes. And every week we are going to give you a sample meal plan. Now you don't have to go with the meal plan. Y'all ain't got to do shit. Y'all remember this is your weight loss journey. It ain't mine. It's not, you know, Kathy's. It's not Cheryl's. It's not Laura's. It's yours. Well, unless you are those people, then it is yours. But you do you, boo. If you look at the meal plan this week, the sample meal plan, and you're like, I hate everything on that. Don't eat any of it. Don't eat any of it. You ain't got to do nothing. But we do give you some recipes that you can try, a bunch of different recipes, lunches, dinners, breakfast, lunches, and dinners. You have also got your sample meal plan. So we've already got the first week up if you want to look at it. And everything that's in dark, bolded, we have got the recipe down below. Okay. So, I'll show y'all what I did. I already did one. Oh my God. I got a sneak peek. I made the easy buffalo chicken meatballs. Let me tell you what happened. Well, I'll tell you what happened in a minute, but here's what I did though. If you look at Corinne's recipe down here, they even give you a grocery list and all that. Here's the ingredients for her protein muffins that is up there. Egg roll in a bowl, which I love egg roll in a bowl. Haven't had that in a minute. And then these easy buffalo chicken meatballs. Now, if you look at this, she has paired it with Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes or a russet potato. I don't like sweet potatoes, and I had potatoes on Monday, Sunday and Monday. I did not want to make that. Okay. So I said, and I didn't want Brussels sprouts. I've been craving asparagus and broccoli. So I substituted it out. And I've got cauliflower mashed potatoes. I also made the chicken meatballs, and here is roasted broccoli and asparagus. So I just took the meatball recipe and did that and paired it with what I want because I didn't want what she paired it with. That was not what I wanted. So I had it for dinner last night. I packed it up and I'm gonna have it. I have two more times of this. I have two more times of this. Yay! So excited. So that is where you're gonna find it. Every week you can come back here. That is where it will be. Okay. It's so good. But let me tell you what happened because you know, I ate it last night. This is what I want y'all. The Jackie, the recipes and plans are under courses this month and no BS. And then you just kind of follow along. Yeah, they're going to stay up all month. So we'll add to it every week. So you'll have the whole month. And then remember, it'll stay on that page and be archived. So, you know, you get there's that. It'll stay there and be archived. So you can come back 6 months from now and look at it. But here's the thing, you don't have to do it. But so I went to the grocery store, I went to the Publix the other day. And I bought ground chicken. Now, I have never bought ground chicken in my life. First of all, I felt like a badass, healthy person buying ground chicken. I don't know about y'all. I was like, I am so freaking healthy. I am a badass. Watch me buy ground chicken. Watch me. I was so excited. Cheryl makes her own ground chicken. That's never gonna happen, Cheryl. I will never type that sentence in my whole entire life. Never. But I felt like a badass. You are a true badass, Cheryl, because you make your own. That's a sentence I will never type. But I will, so I go in there and first I'm walking on cloud nine. I'm thinking I am awesome, first of all. So I make them last night and I'm sitting there and if you notice, beside those are like the queen's recipes. So you know Aunt JJ cooks for Corinne. So those queen with the little crown beside of them are Corinne's Aunt JJ's recipes. So excited about that because we're gonna get a lot of Aunt JJ's recipes this month. So in my mind, Aunt JJ's recipes, Corinne eats this. It's good for me and it's healthy. So I'm about three or four bites done from being finished with my plate, and I'm at enough. And then it started. Well, these are healthy. It's ground chicken. I bought ground chicken. I cooked ground chicken. I'm a badass healthy person. You could just, it's like four bites. Go ahead. It's fine. It's Corinne's recipes. I wonder if Corinne finishes all of this. If this was her plate, I wonder if like she would finish it. Y'all. There was some drama in my head because it was Corinne's recipes and it was healthy. And I had bought ground chicken and I was a badass. So watch out for those thoughts because it happened to me. I have a feeling it might happen to somebody else. I don't know. Maybe y'all won't have that thought. I had that thought when I made the recipe with the crown beside it. The crown, it's Corinne's. So anyway, you can take pieces, parts. Some, none, whatever y'all want to do. So I am very excited about this month. I may even make those muffins. I don't know. Y'all don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm very excited about it though. So check it out. Make sure that you check it out and do try it. And I will tell you, I like hot things. How did I talk back to that permissive voice? You're at enough. This because I had said, wonder if Corinne would finish it. My answer was no, she would not because she stops at enough. If she stops at enough with this, I'll stop at enough with this. Doesn't matter if it's healthy or not. I stop it enough. Go over to the website to find all of the recipes. NoBSWomen.com under courses this month in No BS. There's that. So we'll be putting the recipes on there. We'll give you a little food plan every month. I mean, every week. If y'all have some great recipes and y'all want to share them in a Facebook group, go ahead. If you're like, it's tried and true and it's good, go ahead and add it. But just step outside of your comfort zone a little bit this month. And for a lot of you that don't like leftovers, cut the recipes in half or cut the recipes in fourths and just make enough for one day if you want to. So you can do that. But just watch for that permissive voice. All right, let's get to it. Let's answer questions, y'all. I'm very excited about this month, as y'all can tell. And I get to spend the first with y'all. I mean, it's the first of the month and it's on a Wednesday and I get to hang out with y'all. It's great. Becky asks, this past year, I have been living by the eat when hungry, stop it enough mantra after having a stroke, open heart surgery, and a total hip replacement. Girl, that's a lot. And that's amazing. I'm getting back into my no BS groove, but want some guidance on jumping back in. You don't have to jump back in, Becky. You're in. You've been living under eat when hungry, stop it enough. That's the foundational piece of no BS. If that, I mean, that's like you own it. That's no BS all the way right there. So that's amazing. And you're on this call. Like, it's ask yourself, how much time do I have? How much time do I want to commit every day to no BS? What is important for me to listen to? I'm going to tell y'all, like a religion, I listen to the Corinne 365 every day. It's very important to me. I like it a lot. It's a quick, short, to the point, great way to start your day to get Corinne in your ear every single morning just to say, you know what? This is important to me. When you start your day out prioritizing no BS, prioritizing this is who I am. I'm an OBS woman. That tells your brain, this is the first thing she's thinking about. We better think about it all day long. So that's what I would do, Becky. You are already doing that. You are already following doable hunger. You're already showing up to calls. What are you not doing? And you could post it in the Q&A. What are you not doing right now that you really want to do? And we can come up with a plan. Let's see. Vanessa says, will there also be help with leveling up your food choices? So the recipes we're going to give you are leveled up. They're, you know, we're not giving you like, you know, it's going to be healthified food. We're not going to give you like, you know, other, it's all leveled up. But if you need help with like, if you have a food that you're trying to level up, you can post in Facebook. We can help you there. You can post in Ask Coaches. We can help you there. The mem You can post in the chat right here and ask about that. But I will talk about leveling up a little bit because we have good, better, best inside of No BS, which is amazing. And I love it with all of my heart. But here's what I'm going to say about good, better, best, because a lot of y'all are like, I like greasy potato chips. What's the best version of that? Or I like ranch. What's the best version of that? Whatever it is. There will be some foods that you do not ever want to level up. There is food. I am never going to level up ranch dressing. Y'all will never find MJ, you know, doing kefir. And I'm not doing that. I am never going to level up cheesecake. I don't want to. Are there leveled up versions of cheesecake? 100%. 100%. I'm sure there's some kind of Greek yogurt bullshit. I could level it up. I don't want to. I want cheesecake. I want it like it is. I never want to level it up. I love it. I'm not going to level it up. If I want fried chicken, yes, there's baked chicken. But if I want fried chicken, by God, sometimes I'm just going to eat me a piece of KFC, extra crispy, because that's what I want it to be. So make sure that you're not always pick those red velvet rope foods that you want to keep And you do not, and you're not eating them every day, y'all. We're not eating them breakfast, lunch, dinner, 365. The foods that you're like, you know what? I love how this tastes. I do not want to level it up. And then also think about there's foods that you really can't, like cotton candy. There's not a level up for cotton candy. You can go, but like chips, you can go to baked chips. But if you hate baked chips, don't level up chips. I happen to love baked chips. And here I've got cauliflower mashed potatoes. I love the taste of them. My family hates it. I tasted them one time. I love them. They're the already prepared the freezer section that you just stick in the microwave. I love how they taste. They have garlic ones, and they're amazing. I think they are absolutely amazing. And so I'll level that up all day long. Now, every once in a while, I will make my heart attack mashed potatoes. You know, my family loves them. I do love them, but I love those cauliflower mashed potatoes. They make me happy. I like them a lot. Now, I only made them for myself. My husband don't like them. He won't eat them, but they come, you know, I can get two servings out of them. They're great. And I will say some things you're going to find you love more. Do you know my favorite thing? I don't even eat Cheetos anymore. The crunchy Cheetos, the hard Cheetos, the fried ones, the baked one. I'm just going to tell y'all, the baked Cheeto has more cheese on it, and I love them. I will pick that every time. For me, it's better than a regular. So whenever you start to taste things and experience different things, you're going to find things you really, really like. Mary said, "How did I make my cauliflower mashed potatoes? I brought it frozen in the freezer section, and I put it in the microwave." But so you're going to find things that are leveled up that you're like, "I like that even better." So it's just playing around, trying different things, being willing to, you know, just taste things. You got to be willing. I mean, I had to be willing to try cauliflower mashed potatoes, and I was like, it does. They do stink though when you heat them up. They like whenever I just open this thing, well, between the asparagus in here and the cauliflower mashed potatoes, my office now smells like donkey doo. It stinks, but it's okay. It's fine. Everything is fine. So that's how it works. And Laura, thank you for putting the link for the Facebook group, Foodies group. Those subgroups are available to you after the first 30 days. But I'm going to really encourage y'all this month. Don't hidey hole over there in the Foodies group doing all the amazingness. Put your stuff in the main group because we're working as a whole membership. So this month, everybody's a foodie. Everybody's a foodie this month. If y'all are, you know, picky eaters, whatnot, pick like one day this, like, you know, one every week, pick a new food to try. Pick a new food to try. And we give you the recipes. You can try all kinds of stuff. Let's see. Jackie says, listen to the 365 today on plan month. I plan in my head every day, just don't always get my plan written down. So it's easy to break my plan, go off plan. My dilemma is going back and forth between paper and pencil versus digital versions. I seem so schizophrenic about it all. Just need some guidance. Pick one and do it this month. What is the easiest on the worst day, Jackie? The day that you wake up late, the day has gone to hell in a handbasket. You wake up with a headache, you didn't get no sleep, maybe you got a stuffy nose. It's just gone to shit. Whole day, what would be easiest for you to do? That's the one you pick. And that's the one you're like, and your brain's like, oh, paper. Oh, did you? No, I told MJ I was going to do this for a month. And that is what you pick. That's it. That's what you got to do. But pick the one that is shitty, shittiest day. What do I have? And if you notice you're breaking plans a lot, whether you do it on paper or digitally, Jackie, take a screenshot of it. Make it your screensaver on your phone every day. Every day. That's what I did when I first started.
That's what I did when I first started. I'd scroll because how many times a day you pick up your phone and then you see your screensaver and you're like, oh yeah, oh that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be doing that. That is always a good idea. Are you really suggesting? Oh, no. Anita said, are you really suggesting after four bites you hit your enough? I don't think that I personally would be at enough at only four bites. I had four bites left. I had four bites left on my plate. And I was saying I was at enough, but I wanted to finish it. That's what I said. Not that I only ate four bites, right? More than four bites. So no, I had four bites left. I was through all of this except for four bites. Becky said, I want to make my plans on paper, not just in my head, and see my fruit and veggie intake. Okay, this is from she's wanting to level up and get back into an OBS. Okay, Becky, same thing applies that I just told Jackie. On your shittiest day, but it sounds like you just want to do it on paper. When are you going to do it? What are you committed to? Also, how are you going to hold yourself accountable to it? Because here's the thing, Becky, you're going to want to write your plans on paper. I don't care. It is never too late to write a plan, and you've got to prioritize writing a plan. So, let's say, Becky, you decide I'm going to write my plans every morning at 8 o'clock when I have my coffee, 7:30, whatever time you have your coffee. I'm going to get my coffee and I'm going to write my plan, and I'm going to do that every day. And you do good for a couple days. A couple days, you're like, I'm killing it. 3 days in, girl. This is me. I'm a planner now. I'm writing it down every day. Day four comes and you wake up and you just don't you don't want to write it down. You don't like you forget about it. Maybe you didn't put your planner. Maybe you moved it the day before you were cleaning or something and it's in a different spot. You missed it, whatever. And then about 2 o'clock, you're like, plan. God almighty, I was going to write my plan. Now I'm at the doctor's office and whatnot. You stop immediately. You get out a receipt, an old receipt from your pocketbook and a pen, and you write your shit down on the back of that plan, on the back of that receipt. Immediately. You write down what I've already eaten so far today and what I'm going to eat the rest of the day. That's what you do. You do not let yourself get away with it. The moment you remember it, you write it down. I do not care if you don't remember it until you are about to rest your head on your pillow at night. Like, I didn't write that plan today. You stop immediately and you write down the plan. Your brain, because what does that tell you, your brain? Oh, this must be important. She don't even give a shit when she does it. She just got to get it done. She ain't backing off on this. I better start to remind her. Must be super important. That's what you want to do when you're trying to get in the habit of writing your plan. The minute we did a couple months ago, we did like a drop it like it's hot. Then I'm doing a group coaching program. So you got like 4 weeks of group coaching with me. So I've been coaching them twice a week. And this is their last week. This would be their last week. But anyway, she was same thing. She was like, somehow I get amnesia. Like I do it for a few days and then I get like Alzheimer's. Like I forget. Totally flake. And just don't even think about it. And I was like, that's bullshit. Because at some point during the day, even if it's just for a second, your brain is like, the plan. I do it tomorrow. Not the plan. It's too late. I already missed my window. That's what we say in the moment. You don't forget. You remember it. Thank you. Sherry's writing her plan right now. Maintenance question. How often do you think about food now? Do you still have food fantasy thoughts? And if so, what is the conversation like? I do still have food fantasy. I've been wanting a McDonald's and normal eaters think about food. I think we think when we get into maintenance or we've been doing this for a long time that we aren't gonna want. Like, it's not going to be an issue anymore. And that's just not true. It's just not true. Normal eaters think about food. Normal eaters love food. And we're training you to eat shit you like, Right? We hadn't trained you to eat shit you don't like. I look forward to my meals. I love to eat. I love my food. So of course I think about food because I love it. Sometimes I think, oh, that would be good. I should just pull into McDonald's right now and get a quarter pounder with cheese and extra pickles. And then it's the same conversation I had when I was on weight loss. You've got those buffalo meatballs at home. You can plan that for another day. You're not really hungry right now. It is just, it's still having the same conversation. I can shut it down quicker now. I can pivot it quicker now, but I still think about food. I still love food. I still enjoy food. I still look forward to food. It's not supposed to be food is fuel. I think that's one reason that we so often failed at diets in the past because we were told, like, you can't enjoy food. You're not supposed to enjoy food. You're supposed to look at food as fuel. And we have memories attached to it. We have, like Thanksgiving and like different cultural foods and all these things that bring back memories for us and that we have this attachment and love for because it reminds us of people that maybe we've lost in the past. And it was no place for that. And we don't want to live like that. I don't. I couldn't live like that for a long time. And if I eat food I love and it brings up thoughts about food, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with it because it matters to me. I don't want to eat shit anymore. Life is too short to wear uncomfortable shoes and eat shitty food. That's the truth. That's my mantra for my 50s. My 50s mantra. I'm not eating shit I don't like, and I'm not wearing shoes that feel like shit just because heels look better or uncomfortable underwear. Thank you, Christy. True. Hashtag truth. I'm just not. So, but no, we have to normalize that normal eaters think about food. My daughter is in a size zero. She still wears zero. And she is like, she wants to go to Vegas. Her mother-in-law called me the other night. She wants to go to Vegas, but she doesn't want to go to Vegas because the only thing she wants to do is eat buffets. That child can eat more than anybody ever. She fantasizes about Golden Corral. That baby does. And she goes to the buffet. But she only lets herself go twice a year. And she lives at Myrtle Beach, the land of the buffets. She thinks about buffets on the daily. She would love to go to a buffet every day. She loves a buffet. She ain't never met a buffet she didn't like. She loves it. And so she thinks about it all the time. She's a normal eater. She also weighs and measures everything. She's not, I don't know how that. Yeah, Myrtle Beach Buffet is the bomb. Yes. And she goes to the Golden Corral, but she has to limit how often she goes because she prioritizes her health and her weight. And that's the conversation we got to have. She knows she loves it. She knows she could eat it every day. She makes a different decision because she's prioritizing other things. And that's the conversation we gotta have. Let's see. Holly says, will the month include filling out the habit tracker and discussion about the habit tracker and data? My thoughts on planning is that it's neither here nor there until I understand the mechanics of utilizing the data. You can email me with your data, Holly, and I will work with you personally. You can email, go to Ask Coaches, put your data in there. Because I'm gonna tell you, I love planning. Y'all know I love planning. Here's the thing, and we are focused on planning. We're focused on getting in the habit of planning. Planning has so many good uses. First of all, planning brings up a lot of your emotional eating bullcrap. It just does. Just it like highlights. That's what I've been saying too about the shots. Anybody who's taken like weight loss shots, what I'm finding with the weight loss shots is it is highlighting emotional reasons that people eat because you're not hungry anymore. And it's like it brings up the emotional stuff. It's like because you're not hungry, so you feel the emotions. It's the same thing with planning. You write down your plan, and then all the drama comes up, in your head. So I love planning. It was the first time I ever, that was the first thing that I prioritized for myself ever in my life. That was the first habit that was just for me and for nobody else, in my life. It didn't benefit anybody but me. I did it for me. Very self, I felt like it was selfish at first. So that was really, really good. It helped me make decisions ahead of time. It was the first time I ever looked at a calendar to say what is doable for me today. I looked at my kids' schedules. I looked at everything so I could plan for myself. I started thinking about weight loss and what did I really want to eat. So the plan gives you a lot of stuff. Arlie, I'll answer that in a minute. But it was the, I love planning. And it helped make everything easier for me. But I will also say this, you lose weight with doable hunger. Eating when you're hungry, stopping at enough. You can follow your plan every single day to a T, 100% on planning and still be gaining weight. Every day. You can have 100% on planning and see the scale go up. Doable hunger is where you're going to get weight loss. Let me say that for everybody else. Doable planning is where you get weight loss. So when you're looking at your data, that is the one that you want to focus on. Now, a lot of sleep, water help you follow doable hunger. Sleep and water are amazing for doable hunger. So you want to make sure that you're tracking those as well. That data is also very, very important. But planning is such a gift you can give to yourself. Such a gift. It helped me so much. It helped me. If I could keep that promise, that was the first time I was like, maybe I can do what I say I'll do. Maybe I can. I think I can do what I say I'll do. So that was just a big, I don't know. It was the first thing I ever did for me. I felt so like, I don't know. I just was like, maybe I can take care of myself and take care of my family. Arlie said, I'm a mom of three young kids, ages 6 and 3-year-old twins. Girl, how do you tackle meal planning and meal prep in a way that doesn't require you to cook separate meals for you and then your family? Well, why is that a problem? Is my first question. When I first started, I had kids as well and my husband. And they would eat different things than me. Chris, Corinne, and Logan never eat the same thing. And if you're doing it on a Sunday, let's say you're gonna roast veggies. I don't know what you're gonna do. I like asparagus. My husband loves Brussels sprouts. I had another kid that liked broccoli and cauliflower. So I would just make a big old sheet pan of stuff. And I would put a little bit of each thing. And then we had our own thing, but it didn't take me extra time. There's that. The other thing too is you're not eating diet food. So if you really don't want to cook separate things, what can you add? Like if they want macaroni and cheese, could you make a macaroni and cheese as your side for the week and then keep that one thing the same? And maybe you make a couple of different proteins. Figure out what works best for you. Maybe for you right now, if you're cooking for your kids and they're picky or whatnot, maybe you eat frozen meals right now. I always have frozen shit here. Like lean cuisine, I like lean cuisines and whatever, frozen pizza, whatever you want to have to make it easier on yourself. The other thing you could do is sheet pan. That was the other thing I was going to say, Lori. You could do like sheet pan fajitas. They have like all kinds of veggies and chicken or shrimp or whatever you want to put in there. And then that y'all can pick out whichever thing y'all each of you like. I know I was going to make that. I think that's coming up. We're going to talk about that one week because I was like, that's one of my favorites. I love that sheet pan. Because then if my kids didn't like peppers, they didn't eat peppers. Right? If they liked onions, they would eat the onions, but maybe leave the peppers. And I would always put mushrooms and different things on the sheet pan fajitas so that they could, it's like pick and choose kind of what you want out of there. Let's see. Lisa says, I hear references to the Private Member podcast on the website. I see live trading replays, courses, and 365. Am I missing something? Absolutely not. That is the Private Member podcast. That is a member exclusive. Only members have access to 365, the replays, the courses. Those are private just for members. Let's see. Yeah, you're welcome, Lisa. That was an easy question to answer. I'm hungry. I got me a protein shake here. I knew I was going to get hungry. My stomach's growling. Scale drama. How do I change my thoughts about the scale? I was finally out of Wonderland by my scale. Finally into Wonderland, probably. The doctor's scale says I'm still 201. Got schooled by doctor for being fat. My scale still showed 188.2 when I got home from the doctor's. Which scale do I go by? I would go by the lower one. For crying out loud, that's what I would go by. Yeah, I mean, so one of the scales is wrong. First of all, make sure that you change the batteries in your scale, number one, because sometimes batteries are bad. Just double check that. Because sometimes, like, I went to my weight for like 3 weeks and I was the same to the point, whatever. I don't even remember what the number was. And I changed the scale and I lost like 2.5 pounds. Like, the scale was like whatever. I don't even know. And I will tell you, I went to the doctor the other last week or whatever for my physical, and I was up like 4 or 5 pounds from my scale at home. I would use the one that you weigh on the most. And I would also use the lowest number because, you know, who doesn't want to use the lowest number? Good gravy. But it's just that, what does your pants say? What does your shirt size say? What do your habits say? Where were you when you started? What else are you noticing in your body? That's really what you want to go by. You know, if you started and the doctor said you were at 200 something, and now you're still above 200, but you've gone down 2 pant sizes, obviously you're doing something right. The scale is not, you know, indicating at his office all the work that you've been putting in. So look at that. Let's see. Oh, that's a good idea, Debbie. Weigh yourself and then weigh yourself with a weight and see if it goes up. I love that. I wouldn't. Don't put, it's just a number. There's so many more things you can weigh. And I would use the scale that I use all the time. The one that you got your starting weight on. The one that's going down. But some scale, if it's saying at the same day, 20, let's see, I can't do math. That's my problem. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 13 pounds difference, somebody did something wrong. I wonder if that, whoever, if it was that slidey scale or whatever, I think they might have done something wrong at the doctor's office. Because that's almost like an impossibility. 13 pounds difference from one scale to the other on exactly the same day. One of y'all scales is wrong because there's not that much of a difference. Because you didn't gain 13 pounds from the time you got to the house after the doctor's office. So, yeah, they could have forgotten to calibrate it at the doctor's office. Cause that is a big, big, big discrepancy. Oh, look now, 199.2. Girl, she said not 188.2, 199. That ain't even enough. That's a blip. That's a fucking pound. That's no. Scales are gonna be off between your house and the doctor's office, probably by at least 2 or 3 pounds. Always. Absolutely always. That ain't nothing. Yeah, no. That is nothing, Anonymous. That is normal. Hashtag normal. Let's see. The last 2 days, I've not had breakfast other than coffee because I'm not hungry. Is it okay just not to eat until lunch, 12:30 to 1? Absolutely. Absolutely. Mine is, you know, and it changes over time. So I like right now, my stomach is growling. Like I'm literally so hungry. And I used to not eat until like 12 or 1. I like just didn't get hungry at all till 12 or 1. Lately, it has been like 10:30 or 11. And so I'm like having a protein shake or whatever, but I may need to start eating my lunch. If I don't have meetings and stuff, I'll eat my lunch earlier, but you know, I'm on here with y'all, so I'm having a protein shake. But it is crazy, and it'll adjust sometimes. Isn't that crazy? I don't know why. Like there were times I could not eat and go work out. Right now, I don't have to eat before I work out. Well, I'm just doing Pilates, not just, she's hard. Sometimes I sweat like a pig in Pilates, but there were times I was doing like Orange Theory and stuff. I could work out fasted, and then I would do fine for a couple months, and then all of a sudden, I was like getting like fatigued and like dizzy and lightheaded, and then I had to start eating before I would work out. Like I love that you're following Doable Hunger, Carolyn, because it might change. It might change. You just never know. Just follow your body, like the Pied Piper. Just follow it. Yes, good. Darlene said, is there still openings for camp? Why, yes, they are. We are 70% sold out. So I don't remember the exact number. I'm on the fence, but when I heard the topic, it would be perfect. I'm retired, but started as a Mary Kay beauty consultant again. And I would love to get business really going, but being retired, I feel lazy and I don't really feel like it. But I feel like deep down I'd want to. Yes, come on, girl. And it is so, I'm gonna just tell y'all, there is something about being in a hotel. Or even if you're going to do virtual, being surrounded either virtually or in person by no BS women all weekend for a couple of days, that is, there's nothing better in the world. Virtual camp opens, I don't know when it opens up, sometime next year. It is unstoppable becoming a no BS woman. So good. That was the one I was rooting for. Corinne had kicked around several topics. I was praying. She's been kicking that one around for a while. And I was like, yes. So I'm glad she picked it. Yeah, go ahead and get in there. Oh, Diana says, thank you for talking about the little frother thingy to mix the protein powder. Yes, it's so much better. I don't have to drag out the blender, which I tend to avoid because it's a pain in the ass. Amen. I also have osteoporosis and need my extra protein. I'm so glad that's helpful. And I will tell you this too. I updated the faves page the other day. So my clear protein that I use is on there. Corinne put a book on there and, oh, the Aura ring that I wear too. It's on there. Go look at it on the faves page, under resources. There's a link and everything there, Mary. I like it a lot. It makes me happy. I like that one. Cause it really doesn't add a taste to my water, but you know, I add additives to my water anyway. So, y'all ask me more questions and y'all are done. Y'all are done with the questions. So make sure though that y'all, honest to goodness, post your recipes. Anything you've got that's like really, really good, make sure you post that in the Facebook group. Like if you've got good recipes and you've got things that you're like, oh, I eat this, my whole family loves it. It's so good. Cindy says, when can we book the hotel rooms for camp? I think it's November. It's a year out. But yeah, that's what it is. But we'll send you an email, I feel like. Let's see. MJ, do you add things like Crystal Light to your water? Are those, yes, I do. I sure do. Let's see. Can I please start a podcast? Lord have mercy. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Let's see. I still struggle with enough. What are some power thoughts to help? So, power thoughts are amazing, Jennifer, but I also want you thinking about setting yourself up for success in maintenance. So, for ins I mean maintenance in with enough. So, eat on a smaller plate. Set your environment up for success. So if I'm working on stopping at enough, or and I still do this all the time. Like, let's say you're in the Clean Plate Club and you're a card carrying proud member of the Clean Plate Club. Set it up so you can clean your plate. Take a very small plate and serve yourself so you can finish the whole plate. And then insert a pause. We call it like the halftime method, but you can either serve yourself half or just serve yourself on a smaller plate. Because then you don't have the clean plate drama at that point. You've cleaned your plate. And then you wait 5 or 10 minutes and you're like, am I still hungry? Do I want something else to eat? I don't know. Maybe I do. Like, then you're separated from the food. You've already, at the least, taken the edge off of hunger. So you're not starving. And it makes it easier to have those conversations. It makes it easier to stop at enough. That's what you want to do. You want to make it as easy as possible on yourself. So, and then what you want to do also, the conversation is, you want to have a conversation ahead of time, right? Like, I'm going to eat to enough. I'm going to stop and just see how I feel today. It's not always in the moment. A lot of times it is ahead of time. I'm going to decide ahead of time what I'm going to think about stopping at enough. And you just go from there. And then I used to have sticky notes beside my plate that said, who do you want to be? You're going to stop at enough. It might not be as hard as you think it's going to be. And the other part too, a lot of times what happens is the one thought that gets in a lot of people's way is, I'm worried I'm going to get hungry again. If I stop now, what if I get hungry later? I just eat. I'll just eat. I got plenty of food. I have plenty of food. I can just eat. So, Christy said she's having six Doritos today. She's learning how to stop at enough with them. I count them out, and that's okay. I love that. I mean, it's a great idea. I used to portion out stuff. Like, I still do for some stuff, but like, if you know that you always overeat chips, put them in a Ziploc bag so that you go get one serving. And that's how it works. Let's see. Let me see. Can you talk more about being in maintenance and what is the same and what is different? So I will say this. Corinne did a video for the maintenance people, I don't know, a couple months ago. And she said that she typically now when she eats her meals, stops at full, like just a few bites over enough. But when she's eating like richer foods, whatever, she stops at enough. She doesn't eat those to full. She makes sure she still stops at enough on those. For me, I don't notice it's any different. I mean, I still have the same habits. I still eat on a small plate at dinner. Nothing has changed. I mean, what got me here is what's going to keep me here. I just stay right where I am. I mean, because I created the habits I loved to get me here. Why am I going to change it up? I didn't do bullshit. I did what I wanted to do. When Corinne said, create the life that you want on the way down the scale, it's exactly what I did. I didn't change anything. Nothing's different for me. I still go out on Fridays. We have Friday night dinner every Friday night. We go. I have drinks. I eat burgers and fries and whatnot. If I really want something, I add it to my plan because I want it. I don't restrict myself from anything. Nothing's different. I remember whenever I got down to like 199 or I got into my goal, range, whatever for maintenance, I got on the scale and then I stepped off and then I got on again. I did that like three or four times to make sure it was real. And then I went and woke my husband up and told him. He didn't care. And then I sat down and wrote my plan, just like I did every other day. Just like I did every other day. That's what got me here is what's gonna keep me here. And I didn't do bullshit to get here. So I'm gonna do what I do. Because I created what I wanted. And what you do is gonna look a little bit different than me because we all have different lives. We all have different things that we do. And so that's what you do. So that's how we roll. Robin said, I'm finding myself so drained anymore. Starting that fun phase of menopause. I love it. Are there any supplements that have helped with minimizing the symptoms? I'm going to tell you, I got the pellets, Robin. I got the pellets. I got bioidentical pellets. You can ask my husband. I was like, literally, my energy has gone through the roof. Through the roof. I feel like I have so much more energy. I'm able to stay up past like 7 o'clock at night without, wanting to go to bed. I love my pellets. And I had tried other things. I went to this place, Mary. I had my blood work checked and I had literally zero. It wouldn't even register testosterone on the blood work or estrogen. Yes, hormone pellets. And so I got it and I love it. No, the pellets, Pam, you have to go to the doctor. So they cut a hole in your, they numb you and then they cut a little slit in your hip and then they insert them. So there's that. Yeah, so I went the other day and at 5 weeks, they checked my blood. She did a shitty job, you can see. And then they'll check it again at 11 weeks to see how my body metabolizes it. And then you go in about every 12 to 14 weeks and get new pellets. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it with the pellets. It has been a game changer for me. Game changer. Let's see. Sue, insurance does not cover it that I know of. I do estrogen and testosterone. But they're amazing. Sue said, did it hurt? No, they numb it and then they do an incision. And then, I mean, I drove myself, I just went in for my appointment. They gave me lidocaine, whatever, an injection, and then they cut me, I reckon. And then they put Steri-Strips on it to close it up. And then they did two more bandages, and I had to leave one bandage on for a day, and then the other bandage on for 3 days, and the Steri-Strips fell out in like 5 days. I couldn't go to Pilates for 5 days because of bending and stuff, because they don't want them to work their way out. But I could walk and stuff after 2 days. So how much is it if insurance doesn't cover? Mine was like $400. So, and it's about 3 or 4 months. It has helped me with everything, Candy. It has helped me with everything. Now, insurance will cover a lot of times. You're gonna have to check with your insurance. There's testosterone cream you can use, there's estrogen patches you can use, there's progesterone tablets you can take. Mood is better, everything is better. And apparently, for people that participate in those kind of activities, it does help your sex drive. So there's that. That's what I heard. A friend told me. My husband's still here. I don't want him to get any ideas. I don't want him to hear that because, no, that ship has sailed. But yeah, no. Testosterone effects. I know. So that's the discussion I had with my lady. Like, how high do you want it? I was like, if you make it too high, I can take care of myself. I thought, what if I'm long past menopause? I went through at 49 and now I'm 61. iPhone, I went through menopause at 37 and now I'm 51. So there's that. I went through early. Let's see. Sue says, any suggestions for eliminating milk products? Body can't do it, but I love creamy and cold. I don't have a problem with milk, but I mean, what about cashew and whatnot? I don't, you can ask. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the membership that don't do milk, oat milk, you know, whatever. Oat, almond, soy, cashew. Yeah. I would ask for people who, like, what are they using for substitute? That's what I would ask for. Let's see. Marla said, can you please explain why writing down a food plan each day is so important? I talked a lot about that just a little bit ago. Every part I have ever tried has every weight loss program I have ever tried has this as part of their programs. I just hate doing stuff like this. Here's the difference with no BS, Marla. A lot of times they want you to do a food log to make sure you follow their rules correctly. They want you to track and they want you to do all that bullshit. What we're saying is look at your calendar. What is doable for you? What do you want to eat? What do you want to have? You get to decide. You write down foods you love, things you want to have, which is different than what other diets do. Let's see. What are some things I can use for my not good enough challenge? Oh, I love that. I like to do one per month. Last month, I declared no more chips from the bag, and I'm at 90% on that now. I love it. So you just pick a habit, you know, that you are wanting to work on. Like, not good at, like, what is something you know, Veronica, if you eliminated or if you worked on, it would make a difference in your weight loss? What, just tell us and we'll help you come up with something not good enough. I did, my gynecologist, we're still talking about pellets. My gynecologist would not do it. My gynecologist didn't even check my blood work. That's where I went first. She was like, well, if you want a patch, I'll give you a patch. I'm like, do I need a patch? She was like, I mean, you're in menopause, I guess. And they just gave me a patch. They never checked my blood work. And so I looked up bioidenticals on the website. I know they're like, it was crazy. Nobody was checking shit. I've been going through this for 2 years, y'all, by the way, trying to get some help. And so this is the honest truth. I'm be because y'all know I tell y'all everything. I can't keep a damn secret. I'm on TikTok. And I heard Kate Gosselin, you know, Kate plus eight, Kate and eight, whatever. I heard her talking about, she said she had Googled bioidenticals, hormones. And so I did that because Kate Gosselin told me to. And I found one like 20 minutes from me. It was actually a gynecologist had opened up a clinic. They do filler, Botox, weight loss shots, facials, and hormones. And I called up there, and they have a nurse practitioner that actually is a hormone menopausal specialist. Okay. And so I went and met with her for like an hour and a half. And she talked to me for like an hour and a half. Then I had all my blood work done. And now they're really, I mean, they're on it, but they have two gynecologists that work in there. And it's also a spa. Yeah, but I get my Botox and filler from somewhere else. I ain't gonna cheat on them, but I'm gonna go get my stuff from there. I'm gonna go get my stuff from there. But yeah, I love it. But yeah, so I was actually talking to Corinne about this because I had gone through, but that's why you gotta advocate for yourself, y'all. I went to my family doctor. She said, I don't feel comfortable. You need to go to the gynecologist. So I went to the gynecologist. I did not feel comfortable with them not checking my blood work. I didn't feel comfortable with it. But I went along with the program because I was like, that's what it has to be. And then when I went back for my checkup, she was like, do you want more? Do you want me to increase your patch? I'm like, do you need to? She was like, I don't know how you're feeling. She's just going by the feel of it. And I was like, that doesn't sit right in my spirit, y'all. And so that's when I kept looking for something else. But that's why you have got to go down the road and you've got to ask questions. And if something doesn't sit right in your spirit, you got to question it for yourself and go find what works best for you. We cannot just follow blindly along when it comes to our health. We can't just accept because somebody's a doctor that it's right. We can't do that anymore. You've got to advocate for yourself. And if it's not sitting right in your spirit, go get some help. And Christy said, look for a functional medicine practitioner. I live in a small town. A functional medicine practitioner is about an hour away from me, the closest one. But I am very happy with the path that I'm on right now. I feel it does sit right in my spirit. I feel very good about it. I'm very happy with the road I went down. I'm very pleased with it. And so, but it's been a couple of years that I've been going through like trying to figure out what was right for me. And so, and everybody's path is going to look so different, like everything. So yeah, and Sue said, have your thyroid checked. So they've checked my thyroid. They've done all the things. And so I feel very, very confident in what I'm doing right now, but it might not be for everybody, you know? I mean, it's like if you've ever had kids and you know something's not right with them and you take them to the doctor and they're like, oh, they're fine, and you know they're not fine, and you're like, now I gotta, and you kind of keep on like a mama bear. We gotta do that for ourselves now. We gotta do that for ourselves. We got to be a mama bear for ourselves. And that's what, you know, we talk about camp and whatnot, becoming an OBS woman. That's what no BS women do. We don't take leftover shit anymore. We don't just take what they say because they said it. It's not what no BS women do. We advocate for ourselves. We ask questions. We get answers. We reach out for help when we need it. That's what we do as no BS women. So that's what we've got to start doing for ourselves. And that's why this group is so important. For anybody who's listening to this call that's like, I love these women, I love this group, I'm just not losing weight, I'm just going to tell you, we'll help you. Because no BS women don't give up on themselves either. They just don't. They work with me. They work with the coaches. They go to ask coaches. They email me. They reach out for help because I'm going to tell y'all something right now. If you're listening to me, Lord, now I'm on a soapbox, but we will never give up on you. Ever. Every woman can lose weight with the four basics unless there is something else going on. Unless there's something, I had a lady I was working with. And in Help Scout, and I had her go have her labs checked. I was like, please go see if it's been a while, go get your blood work checked. Cause I want to make sure there's nothing going on there. And there wasn't. But a lot of times we think we're broken. We tell ourselves, I might just don't want it bad enough. I guess I mean, everybody else can do it. I'm just not consistent. I can't do it perfect, whatever it is. And we put it all on ourselves. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. 98% of the time, just like that question about enough, wanting a power thought is you set yourself up for success first. How can I make this as easy as possible on myself? How can I make this easy? How can I change this process? That should always be your first step. Don't ever start by blaming yourself. Start by looking at the process first. What can I do to make it easy on me? And then we'll work on the thoughts. But we have got to stop saying there's something wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with any of us. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. There never has been. And I don't give a shit what people said. I don't care if somebody told you you were broken. I do not care if somebody told you you weren't worth it. That's their problem, not yours. That's on them. That's a miserable piece of shit person. Just because somebody said it doesn't make it true. Just because you think it doesn't make it true. Everybody in this membership, everybody in this world, on this planet has value. Every person, because you breathe air and you were born. And I don't care what somebody said when you were five. I don't care because it was said to me. too. So I know it. I know what it feels like to have to overcome that. And you're worth overcoming it because I did it. I am proof. Corinne is proof that you can come from the shittiest of circumstance. You can have every nasty, vile thing said to you. And you can decide that you're gonna decide what your own worth is. You get to pick what your worth is. Nobody else gets to pick that for you. People tried, I'm sure. People tried with me. People tried to tell me what I was supposed to think of myself and how I was supposed to be and how I was supposed to think and how I was supposed to feel. That was bullshit. I'm not, we don't do that here. And when people cancel no BS, it's because honestly, at the bottom of it all, it's because they are thinking I'm not worth it. I'm not worth figuring it out. I don't deserve to be helped. That's why people don't, and that whenever I look at, like, I go through and I take people out of Facebook that cancel. And I'm going to tell you something, it breaks my heart because that means that person did not think enough of themselves to ask me for help. They didn't think they deserved it. They didn't think they were worth it. They thought they should have figured it out all on their own. Because anybody who's in this membership who was like, I am going to figure this out. MJ says, I will help you. Corinne says, I will help you. The coaches say, I will help you. And damn it, I'm going to get them to help me. They don't click cancel. But everybody that clicks cancel is saying, I don't deserve MJ's help. I'm not worth reaching out. I'm too broken. And none of us are too broken. None of us. Jess says, how can I email you? You can reply to get any of us. You can always reply to any email we ever send you. There's the blue question mark at the bottom of every single page on the website that gets you to support. And then support at pnptribe.com. That's how you can get me. I'm always available. The coaches are always available at Ask Coaches, always. Candy says, does the membership cost more if you live in Canada? I mean, it's, the exchange rate, whatever. But yeah, we are all worth it. Anonymous says, I've gone over. What are you feeling? What were you feeling that made you know something was off? I was not sleeping well. I was tired all the time. I was fatigued. I was wanting to take naps all the time. I just didn't want to get up and go do nothing. Like by the end of the day, I would just slap wore out. Like even my Friday dinners with my friends, by Friday, I was like, I just want to put on some lounge pants and take my ass onto the bed. I would just want to Netflix and chill. That's all I wanted to do. But y'all don't ever quit on yourself. Please reach out for me. 'Cause I'm just gonna tell you, y'all are all worth it. 100%. And I'll move heaven and earth for y'all. I really will. I mean, whenever I say Wednesday is my favorite day because I sit on an email all day and I get to talk to y'all, it's true. This is my day of membership. I don't plan calls on this day. I don't do anything. I just hang out with y'all all day long. So that's how I am. No place I'd rather be on this planet. On this planet. So, all right. I love y'all too. Let me know if you need anything. Reach out for help. Always reach out for help. Always, 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 always. Mary said, are the coaches still doing these conversation calls on Saturdays? Check the calendar. We are doing them, but we've moved them around because, we don't put the replays up. We just have connections. So we've moved them all around the board so that everybody can have a chance to come that wants to come. So, all right. I cannot wait to see y'all's recipes. I think there's even going to be a post in Facebook today where you're going to make a commitment to things. Make sure you sign up for camp if you want to come to camp. And also, don't forget, ask coaches is not sold out. Private coaching is sold out. So if you want to get in on the wait list, go ahead and do that. Oh, Darlene said Coffin Connections is on October 22nd. I think it's like on a Thursday or so. I don't know what day of the week it is. Anyway, y'all have a good rest of your day. Happy Wednesday, and I will talk to y'all later. Oh, Anonymous said, can you email me specifically? 110,000% you can. I work for y'all. Y'all are my boss. Corinne thinks she's my boss. She ain't my boss. Y'all my boss. I work for y'all. All right. Bye, everybody.